Shut up and sit down.
Live, raw, unedited. Dr. Deb and Dana coming at you from Studio D in Wilmington, Philadelphia Metro. You are listening to the Eat Clean, Think Dirty show. The views expressed here are simply opinions and not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any of your problems. Listen at your own risk.
No mofo.
No mofo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so it is a festival night tonight.
Oh, I thought you were going to explain what nomophobia is.
We're going to.
Okay.
But you know how we always, like, yes, you know, we say hello. We greet people.
Sometimes we don't. Sometimes you just say, oh, fuck them.
We tell, oh, no. She just, wait, actually, a few podcasts ago, I said something like just like that.
Yeah.
Too. I was like, yeah, forget about them. Don't worry
about
that.
That's what I said. Sometimes you do that.
Yes.
So you're not doing it this time. You're actually taking the time
to
smell the listeners.
Clean freaks. I'm smelling you. So we are actually going to an Italian festival this evening, which is, you know, pretty much where we're almost in it right now, but we're in my house. So we're just going to walk over and hopefully have a little bit of fun.
Yeah, we're gaming here.
We're pre-gaming a little bit, doing a podcast. It would be actually kind of cool if we were out front doing a podcast with all the people walking by, which is something that I'll usually do just without the podcast because I've never, we haven't been doing that.
You never had a podcast. Well, you did. You just really didn't put two and two together. We've had a podcast now for almost 2 years.
Yes, that's true. Okay. Yeah. No mofo.
Crazy, right? My daughter's here. Hi, Jess.
Yes,
like,
we have a live studio audience.
And the dog.
Yes, two people.
We're
climbing up the popularity ranks here. All right, so nomophobia is basically, you know, spending too much time on your smartphone. Oh, my God.
Can I tell you why I'm so tired today?
Because
I was up so freaking late last night.
Why?
I wasn't awake because of my phone, but I'll tell you, that's what was keeping me busy. Because I was just like, I should have just gone to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And instead,
at like a normal time, like 10 o'clock,
a reasonable 11. Time, 10 or 11. But instead, I was like, oh, it's 12:30. I'm bored. Let's just go through social media. Let's go on Instagram. Let's do this, do that. I noticed that I hadn't updated my Instagram in a long time. So I was like, oh, let's put a selfie up. Let's do some of the wedding pictures. Like, da da da. And I was just like, damn.
What time was it when you looked at the clock?
I don't know. Maybe 12:30 or 1. It's like time to go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you actually sleep?
Oh, yeah.
Because there are issues when you look
right,
at the phone
right,
too late.
No. Dude, and I have no problem sleeping almost ever.
I'm actually told I'm going to be starting this soon to, you know, lay off all electronics and television and all of that.
Yeah, for how many hours before bed?
Two to three.
Or wear the blue blockers. You remember those?
Yeah.
The blue blockers commercial from when, like, 20 years ago.
Which I think
they
would
come
be,
back into fashion.
Yes, which I think would be probably not my thing. But anyway.
Come on, you would look amazing in them.
But then I'd have to get matching pajamas and, you know, I'd have to go all out. I mean, you know the way I am. So I'm actually going to be changing some things around. Like, you know, I'm going to be changing my, you know, just the way that I use texting and internet. Like, I'm going to, like, my phone right now, that is my personal and my business phone.
Yeah.
It's just going to be my business phone, mm-hmm. and I'm going to get another cell phone for private use.
Okay.
And I'm only going to be answering, like, text messages and emails, like, for office stuff
mm-hmm.
between, like, normal business hours.
Oh,
like,
that's awesome.
It needs to happen. It should have happened. That's, like, healthy boundaries so that I can make sure that I'm living my own life.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I've gotten into situations before where, like, I was seeing someone and, you know, I don't know, a client or a student or whatever would text me and it's like 8 o'clock at night and I'm supposed to be with my partner and, you know, I'm texting and I'm in this texting situation or this email situation with a client or a student and it's extremely destructive to my own personal life.
Sure.
You know, and
you
that
think like that person, oh, you'll understand because you love me or, you know, this is my job. This is important to me. But the message is, that's more important than they are.
Exactly. And I'm not going to allow that to happen, you know, anymore. So I'm going to start phasing, you know, phasing that kind of stuff out. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be some disappointed people, but, you know, that's...
Everybody wants some Deb.
That's not my problem.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, when you're at a restaurant or something, like, one of the worst things I think ever to do, really, is, you know, that the phones are out and people are just sitting across from one another, not even looking at each other or having any conversation.
It's
almost the same as, like, having a TV in a bar. Like, they're just glued, you know, just glued yeah. to some sort of a screen, and why are you out?
What message are you right. sending the person that you're with? Like, right. you know, okay, you want to just, you know, you're waiting for something important, and you want to check to see if, you know, the text came through. And look, we're all guilty of this. I'm not saying that I'm innocent in this, okay?
No judgment here.
And I try to be mindful of it, you know? Yeah. I mean,
you're talking about this, you see this all the time in your office, right?
Yeah.
And is it talked about, I guess, with your clients, do they bring it up as this is a problem, or do you just see that it is a problem?
Both. Yeah. Like, I will have husbands or wives saying, well, he or she is always on, you know, their tablet or their cell phone, their Facebooking, their Instagramming, their, you know, doing A, B, C, and D. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not only is it, again, it's not good for the relationship, it's also not good for sleep and cortisol and adrenal glands and all of that kind of stuff. And that's a really important thing for me, okay, because my adrenal glands can go a little haywire when I'm not being mindful of my own boundaries and my own, like, health, you know? And I'm, she burped. And, I don't want to deal with that anymore, you know? I always get on, like, good tracks with stress and, you know, that kind of stuff. And I want to make sure that I continue to stay there, because sometimes, like, I'm good for 2 years and then I get into these, like, I feel really good and, you know, I get overwhelmed and I start letting things happen. I start letting my boundaries down. Yeah. And then I get caught up where I'm like, oh my God, like I need space, you know? And that's my own problem. That's my own fault, you know? And then my cortisol levels go up, okay? So that's one of the issues that can happen from too much, spending too much time on your phone, you know?
I mean, I guess you could be, like, thankful that your partner wants to have more FaceTime with you.
Yeah.
Because if they're like, oh, thank God, they're on their tablet or their phone, they don't want anything to do with you. So,
and that's not a good,
think about that. No.
That's not a fun or good relationship,
right.
you know? So, I mean, if your partner says something, just on that note, if your partner says, like, God, you know, can you get off Facebook, or can you do this or that? Like, you shouldn't get upset. Like, they want to spend time with you.
Yeah, it's a compliment.
It's a compliment.
So inspect your reaction to that. So if it's like, ew, no,
well,
then what are you doing?
I think, you know, Dana, you made a really good point there. And I think that really needs to, like, we need to spend a minute there, because it's a mindset. It's how you look at things. You can look at it like, oh my God, like, you're trying to control me. Or you can look at it like, that's a compliment. That makes me feel good that somebody wants to be with me. Okay. So there's that perspective thing, and there's a perspective in life, you know, like, how you choose to look at certain things is going to affect your environment and how you feel, you know? And we should actually do a whole show on that, because people will tend to look at things from sometimes a glass half empty.
Yeah.
You know,
and somebody else sees it a completely different way in the same group. Like, they both saw the same thing.
Yeah.
They both heard the same words, and there's completely different takeaways.
Yeah. And it's okay unless it's destructive in your life.
Right. I mean, chronically negative.
Exactly. Right. Okay. So, there's a nomophobic test, okay? And like anything, like we said on one of our previous podcasts, like, you have to know that there's a problem in order to solve the problem. You have
I failed
to be aware
the test
of it.
Last night, I'm just telling you. I didn't even take it, but I know I failed.
So, you know, there's definitely studies. There's a study that you can actually download on the internet to just kind of see if you have smartphone codependency. So if you Google nomophobia test, you will come up with, you know, the 20 question or so test, and
so give
actually
us an
do
example.
It.
Looks like one or two.
Well, one of the things that, you know, they start to you know, question would be like, you know, I feel uncomfortable without constant access to information through my smartphone. You know, how do you feel being unable to get news, you know, happenings around town, weather, you know, that
kind
of stuff?
I'm going to answer that right now, actually. That's the one thing about the smartphones that kind of pisses me off. Like in regular conversation,
and I've
had this conversation. Yeah, Jess is pointing at me right now. Like she and I have talked about this, and I brought this up in a mixed company just recently. I think we were at the whole wedding thing, and you know, lots of people around, and we had like a dinner party after the wedding, and we're just chatting and chatting and chatting. It was great. There was like you know, this conversation is just firing from all brains, you know. And then at some point, we came to a lull because we couldn't remember something, and somebody was like, "Oh, I'll look it up." And I'm like, "Can't we just remember something just once? Just try to remember it, you
know?"
And it's so true.
Yeah.
You know, and just like, "Oh, I'll look it up. I'll look it up." You're not exercising your muscle of
your brain.
Yeah, right.
Oh man, that's a really great point, because we become dependent on that quick, easy. There's some research, neuroscience research on that, and how, from an evolutionary perspective, we're actually, you know, kind of changing the way
cheating.
Our brains are structured. Yeah.
You're taking the shortcut every single time. You don't have to remember anything anymore.
Yeah.
You don't have to remember phone numbers. You don't have to remember anything.
Yeah.
You don't even know how to do math.
Yeah. Phone numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big thing. 'Cause people just program their people's name in the phone, and you know, they just hit a button.
Yeah.
I was having a conversation with somebody the other day, and what the heck was it? I was like, I was making a sign, and he said, "Wait, what's your number?" And I looked at him like, he's like, I don't, you know, I have it programmed in my phone. And I was like, yeah, okay, I get that. All right.
Right. It's understandable now. But you remember your childhood phone number, right? From when your childhood home, do you?
I remember one of them,
but it was more
from like a teenager type.
Yeah. I remember. Time. Yeah. From five to when I was 5 years old to high school, I remember that phone number. Of course, I don't remember the one from before I was five. That's insanity.
Yeah, that's too young. But like, if I gave myself a minute to think about it, I'd probably remember another one. But the one that I actually do remember, I can't forget it because it's like my PIN number on like freaking everything.
Oh, don't tell us what that is.
No.
I also remember my best friend's phone number across the street.
Do you really?
Yeah. And her parents still live there, so I could call them right now if I needed to.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw an ex-boyfriend of mine's when I was like 19 years old. I saw his phone number the other day. Long story, his mother actually just passed. And when I saw the number, I remember it. I was like, oh my God, I remember when I used to dial that number. It's like a bittersweet thing. So, okay. So like, you know, people, if they run out of like, you know, their monthly data limit, they start panicking like, oh my God, oh my God. Okay. Like, you know, I think there's some legitimate stuff like being afraid of being stranded somewhere, because there's no payphones on every corner anymore.
Not anymore, no. And that, I mean, that's legitimate if you are, you know, certainly in trouble. But, gosh, you. We were talking about this too. You, you know, you go somewhere, right? You're going to meet up with people. You're going to meet at 7 o'clock, and you're running a little late. So what do we do nowadays? Well, we text, "Hey, I'm running a little late. I'll be 5-10 minutes late." And the other person generally is like, "Okay." You know, because you've given them some notice. But, you know, 30 years ago, if you were like 10-20 minutes late, the person's either waiting around, drumming their fingers on the table, or I think they're well within their rights to leave.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because you had no way of notifying them.
Yeah. So we might have become a little more laxed on that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like the time stuff.
So, I mean, is it rude, or is it like people are just like, yeah, something about the time frames and what we allow now. I think that's definitely become more relaxed.
Yeah, and then, you know, actually maybe from a flip side of it too, the other piece to that might be that maybe because of smartphones, we've become a lot more not controlling, but we expect, you know, like if you're going to be 10 minutes late, like you better like call me or text me because you could. Exactly. So actually, there might be even a little bit more rigidity on the other side, possibly. You know, that would be an interesting study, and I haven't seen a study on that, and I wonder if there is one, but it's possible.
Well, it definitely changes relationship boundaries, and I'm sure you've seen this in your office. So, you know, you have a phone with you all day long, and the expectation of your partner is what? If you haven't had a conversation about it, it could very well be that they expect that you're going to respond to every single text that they send within a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
And is that reasonable or is it not? You know, I guess it really depends on what your job is. And what you're allowed, you know? Well, some people have a no-phone policy at work.
Yeah. And I got to say, like, I fall into that a little bit because, you know, I think about maybe years ago when, you know, what you do. You would wait till nighttime and you would have a conversation, you know, with your partner.
It's a little more magical that way. Isn't it?
Yeah. And now it's like if I text somebody that I'm seeing and, like, I don't get, like, an instant response. I'm kind of like, I get a little anxious. Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. That's why I am weaning off this crap except for,
that's
like, business stuff.
You're like, oh, God, he doesn't like me.
Well, it's not that necessarily. I mean, but, like, and I don't even know what I'm thinking. It's just, like, you know, it's weird. And it's not even with somebody that I'm seeing. It could be with anybody.
It's just that instant gratification
piece? It's an instant gratification piece. Like, I want my needs met when I want them.
I don't think that has anything to do with smartphones, darling. You are who you are.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so.
No, I mean with Deb. Jess is shaking her head.
I mean
with Deb specifically.
I'm not
that
really
create
that
who you are.
I'm not really into, I don't need instant gratification. Shit, I spent 15 years in college, man. I don't need... I when someone says you're so impatient, I want to smack them across the face.
Oh, I'm impatient.
Because I'm like, believe me, if you had to do what I had to do, you would know patience.
I'm
okay?
Very impatient. My daughter's nodding over there. It's okay. I can admit it.
I'm impatient with some things. But, like, that's not an instant gratification thing necessarily. It's more of like a... It's more of like an expectation of communication, you know, and, you know, it's interesting because, and especially these days, and this is where this can really tie in, and this doesn't really happen to me that much because on my phone, I don't know who's on Facebook or anything like that, and I wouldn't care anyway, but these days, I've heard this said 1,000 times before, like, I'm saying I, but it's not me, but somebody will say, I text them, yeah, and it's like, you know, an hour later, and they're on Facebook. Because...
So now they're pissed.
So, and you know, the question then becomes, like, okay, do they have a right to be pissed? Like, you texted someone, should they say, hey, I'm busy right now, or hey, yeah, let's talk later?
Right, something so really what's quick. The expectation of a response? Like, what do you owe the person who's reaching out to you? I feel that.
But meanwhile, they're surfing Facebook scrolling Facebook.
So what?
Yeah, but see, this is where I think a lot of people get a little pissed.
I know, but do they have a right to? I do have an opinion about this. It's kind of like when you call somebody on the phone and they don't answer. You know,
they're doing their own thing.
Right. They're doing their own thing. I don't feel like engaging in a texting conversation with anybody. And do I even have to make that announcement?
Fair enough.
You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
So that's my position on it.
Yeah.
But it does make you or say that's me doing it. Like, I feel a little bit weird. Oh, shit. Now they're going to see that I'm on Facebook or whatever. Like, I feel weird about it, too. But
yeah.
I don't want to have a conversation right now. I'm just on my own. I'm doing my own thing.
Yeah.
You know?
And it'd be nice if you could say, I don't really feel like having a conversation right now. I'll text you later.
And not a lot of people would take that well.
I think...
Some would.
You're right. I think that, like, if two people actually had a conversation and said, look, sometimes I like to be on Facebook or wherever, and I'm zoning out. It's how I de-stress. It's what I'd like to do. If you text me and I don't text you back, just know that, like, it's not personal. I just don't want to get involved in a text message with anything.
Like a conversation.
I feel like that's fair. I feel like it's honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they should not take it personally at that point because you were clear and you're letting them know that just this is something that I do.
Yeah, but there's some people that don't really, you don't owe that conversation to. Like people who text you out of the blue. Who might see you on Facebook active and then they text you like, hey, what's going on? This happens to me all the time. I'm like, oh my God.
You owe it to people that you have a relationship
with. Exactly. And that's what I'm talking about. This in this other world of just random people texting you from out of the blue or sending you a message on Facebook.
Don't even
they
get me
see you on Facebook,
that.
They see you're active, and then they're like, oh, let me send you. It's like, stop stalking me, dude. Stop.
I don't have
that Messenger.
I am so freaking that was one of the best decisions that I ever made was taking Messenger off my phone. Because the once a week or once bi-weekly, okay, that I check my Messenger, there's like 30 freaking messages in there from some from people I don't even fucking know, just saying, hey.
Right.
You know, that kind of crap.
Yeah.
And, you know, then there's, you know, there's people that, I, you know, stupid shit. Like somebody texted me the other day, like, or not text me, somebody messaged me the other day and they were like, I have a sex question. And it's like, psh,
good. This $150
is how much I
an hour, dude. This is my hourly rate.
Yeah, $150 an hour. We can do a phone session. We can do Skype or you can come to the office.
Good.
Yeah. But
that was a great response.
Yeah. So it's just, it's freaking ridiculous. But it that actually took a lot of stress off of me.
Mm-hmm.
Getting Messenger off my phone.
Yeah. It's a boundary.
Yes.
That's really funny.
So
you know what I do? The conversations that I don't want to answer.
What?
I delete them. And then I forget that they ever came in.
Yeah. 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 No, I'll do that in email.
I don't even respond. I just zit, delete. And it goes away magically.
Yes.
It doesn't even exist anymore for me.
Yes. And I'll tell you, I will tell you what I started doing there. Like I used to be the sex therapist that would like help everybody. Okay. You got questions. How do I want to be like you. I want to be a sex therapist. You know, can you talk to me or can I interview you? I'm doing a class project.
Yeah.
And I would get I get these emails. I still get them and I delete them. I don't help anybody anymore. I ain't got time for that bullshit. I just don't. I don't have time. It's sad to say because like everybody needs help, but I spent years doing it.
Yeah.
Years and a lot of valuable time. I don't have time to help anybody like that anymore unless you are a paying client.
Right.
And it's a boundary and I know it might sound a little like asshole-y, but like, you know, I've been doing this for 20 some years. Like, you know, it's, you know, I need good boundaries. Let's
yeah,
put it that way.
Very busy too. Okay, let's move on. Are there any other questions on this little test thing here?
No. So
well, there are, but we're just not going to talk about them.
Yeah. And we want to just really kind of just talk about like the problems, you know, with regards to spending too much time on your phone and, you know, A, boundaries, obviously, because people think that they can text you and email you and that kind of stuff whenever they want. Mm-hmm. All right. You get a kind of codependent, dependent, addicted on checking it, right? I mean, it's almost like smoking.
Yeah.
Okay.
You pick up your phone, the first thing your finger does is it goes to the F for the Facebook icon. Like, that is the first. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can talk. Jess is talking.
So at the end of the semester, I had a really hard time focusing. So I deleted my Twitter app. So, you know, everything shifted. But my finger, the second I would open the phone, would still go to where the Twitter app
is.
So nobody's going to hear what you said, so I'm gonna relay that too. She for school, she's such a good girl, she deleted her Twitter app so she wouldn't get distracted on her phone, right? So everything shifted, all the icons shifted, and so every time she picked up the phone, instead of going to Twitter, she would automatically, her finger would zone in on where the Twitter icon was, and it opened up the notes. How long did that take to get over it?
A week and a half.
A week and a half, wow. So it was like a wake-up call for you. That's interesting.
That's actually a good thing to do, and that's actually one of the things too that you do. You turn off notifications. You delete the little apps on your phone.
Yeah.
Okay. So that you don't see them. When I go off social media, that's what I do too. You know, I move the apps around so that I don't see them. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then it's like out of sight, out of mind. And I'll tell you, for me, it works very well because, you know, it's very easy to just go and reactivate your account. You know what I mean? You see it right there, but you move it away from you. And I have never had an issue with that, you know, like deactivating an account or something like that. And, you know, having withdrawal symptoms. And I actually feel very good about that.
Yeah. The only thing it's bad for is our podcast page.
That's still up.
Because you're generally the only one who posts on it. So like when Deb takes a vacation from social media, everybody knows it.
And It's bad for our Facebook Lives, which actually we were very due for one.
I know.
So, okay, and then we've got, you know, you can focus on something else, obviously, okay? Like, do something freaking productive, then play with your phone.
I know, it's such a time suck.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think, like, just kind of hanging out in those two areas, like turning off your notifications. Some people have their notifications on, like, every freaking... somebody sends a message or likes a tweet or likes a whatever. It's ding, 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 boom. You know, and it's like, oh, my God, that would drive me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there was a time, and this is one of the reasons why I have my ringer off. My ringer stays off.
Mine's
okay?
always off, yeah.
Yeah, unless I'm waiting for some type of, like, emergency right. or something really important like that, because my phone rings consistently, okay, mm-hmm. especially during business hours, all right? And, like, there's times where I would hear it and it wasn't ringing.
Hmm.
Like, I was hearing my ringer.
Oh, ghost ringing.
Ghost ringing.
Phantom yes. ringing.
Phantom ringing. Yeah. And I was like, okay, this is not good.
Well, do you ever get the phantom buzz of the mm-hmm. notification? That happens.
Yeah. And I think that that is a, I think that's a stress response.
Mm.
Where it's like an anticipation response because, you know, a lot of times when people hear those things, they have a little jump. They have a little shot of
sure.
like some like cortisol go up. And I think that we live like that. So that's part of the reasons why, you know, cell phones can raise cortisol.
Yeah, and your adrenaline, I'm sure, has a little like,
yeah,
little
well, they're interconnected, yeah. you know. So... Ladies and gentlemen, be mindful with your phone, you know, and nobody's perfect. Okay. We're not claiming to be perfect. We certainly do these things, but, you know, we're mindful of it. And, I know for me, I'm going to be making some pretty serious changes in the upcoming, you know, month or so. And, you know,
I'm not, I'll still be posting selfies at midnight. So our clean freak
fix. Oh my God.
Is about selfies, right?
We're going to do, yes, we're going to do a selfie intervention with you.
I don't take that many. I really don't.
We're going to do a selfie show at some point.
All right. The clean freak fix of the day. My daughter's here. If, for anybody who doesn't know, she's studying marine science. And she recently, her passion is sharks, and she recently swam with sharks and dissected them and all kinds of fun stuff. But she has a really interesting tidbit about sharks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, everybody thinks, like, sharks are big, bad, and they just kill people for sport and fun.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is that more people die taking selfies every year than do from shark attacks. So.
Because you got those dumbasses that are driving down the road.
Trying to get, like, the ultimate selfie.
With the wind blowing in their hair. Trying
and
to
it
get,
actually
like,
was the ultimate selfie because they died.
Yeah. So, you know, they got that last hit before they, you know, got into a car accident with their hair, like, in perfect
good
wind-blown
job.
Condition.
Or, like, get me by this cliff. Back up. Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh. my God.
That's happened.
I mean, sure.
I've read stories like that.
I've seen pictures, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I would not be taking that selfie. Are you freaking kidding me? That is ridiculous. Yes.
Crazy. So, when you're risking your life to take a selfie, I think that's going way too far.
That's a problem.
But just know you're safer in the ocean.
Yeah. Yes.
Taking
a selfie. With sharks.
How's that?
Yeah.
What if you compound the two? Take a selfie in the ocean.
That sounds like a beach trip.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, that sounds
like I'm game.
That sounds like a beach trip. Taking a selfie in the ocean, and how messed up would it be if, like, a shark was, like, right behind us?
Like, yeah,
I'm rolling. All right. So on just that note,
just got it.
We are going to go. Dana's going to go buy a new pair of shoes because,
no, I love my shoes.
As I'm looking here under the table, she's got. Like massive holes.
Dude,
in our
shoes. Dude,
we're
going to the Italian festival. I don't need nice shoes.
I guess they're
comfortable.
Rustic.
They're rustic looking.
That's my thing now. If anybody says to me, oh my God, like, why are you buying this house that needs total demolition? I'm going to be like, it's rustic. It's rustic. Why
you have no vision.
Why do you smell so bad? It's rustic. Oh my God, your underarms smell so bad. It's rustic.
No, that's pit stink, not
it's,
rustic.
It's rustic.
Pit stink.
No, it's rustic.
All right.
I am rustic, okay? Please refer to me as Rustic Deb from
now on.
Rustic Deb. Please. Thank you.
Will do.
All right. Have
okay.
a good one.
Bye.
You know you want more. Find them on Facebook at Eat Clean, Think Dirty, The Podcast, and stalk them on Twitter at Don't Eat Dirty.